Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, February 3rd, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storms and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. You just got done patching Flash when it turns out there is yet another Saturday out there. Trend Micro warns that they identified CVE-2015-313, which does lead to arbitrary code execution on the most recent version of Flash Player. They suspect that just like some of these earlier Saturday exploits, it was actually distributed using the Angler exploit kit again, and they have detected about 500 to 1,000, if I read their graph correctly, IP addresses connecting to the command and control server that Trent believes is associated with this exploit. So not clear whether or not all of these hosts were infected using this particular exploit or just a subset of it. Really hard to tell at this point. It's certainly out there. It's not widespread. We'll keep watching it and see how this develops. At this point, still be careful with Flash. Probably better to turn off Flash for the time being and see if you can live without it, given that we seem to appear to have this never-ending supply of Saturdays coming up here. HipChat, an instant messaging service provided by software management company Atlassian, got compromised, and with that some encrypted passwords leaked. According to a note published by HipChat, about 2% of accounts were affected. It doesn't state in a note what kind of hashing algorithm was used or what vulnerability led to the compromise, but certainly if you are using HipChat, take a look at your passwords. It should require you to reset your password next time you log in. This only affects users of Atlassian's hosted HipChat service. If you host your own HipChat server, then you should not be affected by this compromise. Talking about instant messaging and extending a little bit what we talked about yesterday with social engineering. Yesterday I mentioned how Facebook users fell in large numbers for a proposed porn video that was distributed and required downloading a special player. Well, Facebook users are not alone here. Turns out that Syrian opposition forces used a few gigabytes worth of military sensitive documents due to a social engineering exploit via Skype. In this case, the attacker, who is at this point not identified, used the image of a proposed female sympathizer of the group in order to trick them, well, to do just that, install malware on their systems. And this malware, which consisted of more or less standard, well-known remote access tools and the like, was then used to exfiltrate these documents. The documents are considered somewhat sensitive. They do include details about weapon systems, about military planning and strategy. So if they would get into the hands of someone opposing this group, they would certainly gain a significant military advantage. And then we got a new vulnerability in Internet Explorer 11 that has been demoed already via website. So pretty much the details are public at this point. It has been proven to work on Internet Explorer 11 on Windows 7. The interesting part of this vulnerability is it's not an arbitrary code execution or something like that. Instead, it allows an attacker to violate same origin policy. Typically, websites loaded from different domains cannot affect each other, but due to this vulnerability, one website could inject content into a second website that's not related to the first and presumably malicious website. So interesting exploit could be used for a number of attacks, cross-site scripting being just one of them. Not too much an end user can do about this other than being careful, which means that you close all windows, all other windows, if you're browsing to a confidential website. And that's probably a best practice at this point anyway, because these cross-origin vulnerabilities keep popping up in different browsers. Internet Explorer 11 is just the latest victim of this class of vulnerabilities. Well, and that's it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.